and laughter and coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. And I am Renee Bernard. And tonight on the show, I think for once, the title of the program is amazingly apt because I have, I hate to say it, one of the funniest brains I've ever come across, and I'm not a zombie. Chuck Wendig is on the, did I get the name right, Chuck?
You got the name right, Wendig.
Wendig,
like
thank you.
Wendig.
I thank you for making it simple, you know, for me, because I appreciate it, because the hidden Z's and the, oh, no, you didn't get the drop, whip pick, whatever. It's like, what?
Yeah, you'd be amazed at how often people get my name wrong. I have gotten Wedding, I've gotten Wingding, seriously,
ooh,
like in the mail, Wingding. It's like, that's
wow.
Bad.
Wow. That's a blow. That's a blow.
That's very sad for me.
I was just going to go for the phonetics. I was just going to say it like it looked and hope that that was going to work out. But
yeah.
I have to say, what a coup to get you on. I've just kind of stumbled across you in the last couple of weeks online at everybodyitsterribleminds.com. And then I always just start on the home, which is /ramble. And it's not a ramble. It is just brilliantly cutting, just diamond glass cut. Fine, pretty.
Well, thank you.
I just love it. But for our under 18 listeners, it is definitely it is a little profane.
It's
a
little not safe for work. Yeah, I mean there's no nudity, but yeah.
No, sadly, yes, for the ladies who are listening. Chuck is not posted.
Yeah, I would burn out the eyes of half the internet if there was nudity involved.
My eyes, I did get it out.
So sad for those people boiling eyes.
Oh my God. But I don't know how it happened, but I just sort of came across you. I don't even remember how it happened.
I don't know. It was probably the things writers should stop doing post. That went nuts.
That was probably
that
it. Somebody posted it on Facebook, and I said, "Who is that guy?" And it went from there. And it's terribleminds.everybody.com. And I just, what can I say? Novelist, screenwriter, and a freelance pen monkey.
Yes.
Is how you're describing yourself. So,
And sometimes I throw game designer in there just to keep it crazy.
Because it wasn't crazy enough without, you know, the pen. So, first question that came to mind immediately was, do you own the trademark on Pen Monkey? Have you thought about, you know, branding
that
one?
I do, and that way no one else will try. No, I don't. I actually really haven't. I've seen it used before. But I sort of chosen it as a way to own it.
I think you should just absolutely claim that territory completely.
I probably
and
should.
Are you aware
I have,
that...
dear audience, I have. You can't have it. Dibs.
Oh.
They call dibs.
That's right. Pen Monkey
Network.
Is officially trademarked by...
That's
legal,
right? Dibs. Yeah.
You just have to say it enough times, I guess, and then, you know, put a little C out. I don't know how that works, but by God, I think you should own that because that's just too funny. And are you aware that Terrible... Is that... Does it sound like a rock band, or was it? It sounds like you're the lead guitarist in a group called Terrible Minds.
It does have that kind of, it does have, or a cult, something strange. There's something there.
The followers of Chuck can now send your contributions to
just
the Church of
Terrible
Minds.
Slaughter your white bull and burn him to the god.
So, your books, I bought one. I honestly can't afford. I will admit, I can't afford to buy the books of the guests because it's a weekly show and then, you know, limited budget. And,
probably you don't have enough time, right? I mean, that'd be a heck of a lot of reading.
That's a lot of reading. And
I'm
a writer, too.
Reading,
you know, I try not to commit. That way when I bump into people at conference, you know, I can just say, oh, I'm so sorry. I really haven't had any time to read. But I couldn't resist.
And you can laugh.
I got it. It was great. I got this one from my husband, though. The Double Dead. Is that what it is?
Double Dead, right? Vampire in Zombie Land, sure.
Because I'm a romance writer, so he accuses me of having nothing on my iPad but, you know, schmaltzy whatever. And I thought, I just want the shock factor. When he,
this is a lot of shock factor. Definitely some good old-fashioned shock explosion in this book. But there's a cute little terrier named Cream Puff.
Does he live? Does he survive? Do you want to give that away? Is that a spoiler alert?
I will give it away. The terrier lives. The terrier survives all the way to the end. A great many characters do not live, but the terrier survives.
And the terrier will be in the sequel.
There's a sequel. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's all I need to know. I can let people go, but if an animal gets creamed, it's a different...
People suck, but dogs are awesome, so, you know, that's my plan going forward. The dog always lives.
So, all right, I will ask this. So,
sure.
You're writing for games, so you're doing, is the role-playing, I'm just going to assume, you're doing, like, the role-playing game writing, or what kind of writing are you
doing? I have
done
role-playing game writing for the last, 13 years, but I've also done video game writing and a lot of transmedia game content, like alternate reality game type stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of games. Yeah.
And
my head is full of crazy with all that stuff.
But writing is a form of therapy, isn't it? I mean, it's basically a way to avoid, you know.
Yeah, it's either that writing is therapy or, you know, it's the opposite where it makes you crazier. I'm not really sure which it is yet, and I'm sure by the time I figure it out, it will be way too late.
Yeah, I think you're committed already down one path.
Yeah, literally.
I don't think you can pull back now. No
this
offense,
is like straitjacket committed.
You're
is,
already
yeah.
there. Yeah, I keep going.
Yeah.
Don't look back. It's the best, you know, horror story, you know, horror movie advice. Don't look, just don't look back. Never look back.
Yeah. Seriously,
and
never look back.
Up.
Your wife will turn to a pillar of salt. Don't look back.
Don't split up in the woods and all that stuff. And I will admit immediately that I am not, I have not really been in the online gaming revolution. I was one of those people who downloaded the Leroy Jenkins moment because it just...
Yeah, sure. Yeah, believe it or not, I've actually never played World of Warcraft. I'm one of the few people who have not, and I've played a hell of a lot of games, so it's...
I never did. And that's because as a writer, man, I'll just admit it right now, I can procrastinate doing the darndest things. I mean,
yeah,
I can read paperclips.
Yep.
So one look at that bright, shiny interest, you know, and I was like, oh,
no. You'd be dead,
right?
I mean, you'd be doomed. Just doomed.
I'm the same way. One glance, and I was like, that's 638 hours of my life I'll never get back. Like, I don't even need to
touch There's
it.
30 novels, never get back.
there's a lifetime of just sucked right out the window.
Yeah, but I leveled up my death knight or whatever. Whatever's going on there.
I just couldn't do it. So I send your hate mail to me. I'm sorry, people. I know it's fantastic. I know it's huge and fantastic and lovely and all those things.
That's exactly why it's fantastic, and that's why you can't do it.
I can't do it.
No offense there.
Stop sending me invitations. Stop sending me those.
It's kind, but
I don't want to buy tickets or the Mafia Wars or the whatever. No. Stop it. Stop sending me stuff, please. That's the title of a book right there. Game. All right, so you've got a book coming out. Is this right in April, the next?
I do, Blackbirds. Yeah, Blackbirds, an angry robot. Uh-huh.
See, I pay a little bit of attention. I mean, I try not to look too closely before I get on the air, which could be a mistake. You know, that could backfire.
Yeah.
On a live program, I'm like, I don't know, let me look, see what you're doing. But I did.
Trust me, I don't know what the hell's happening in my life. So, I mean, I can't blame you.
Thanks. Otherwise, it's better not to look before you leave. That's just all I'm hinting at right there. But as your newest fan and your newest stalker, and again, everybody,
you.
I mean that in a admiring the talent kind of way, I have not yet mailed Chuck any panties. So
which is disappointing. I will accept any and all panties. I could make things out of them, like clothes.
Wow. Yeah. Thanks. Okay, that's a good to know, everybody. Chuck is accepting panty mail. And I'm sure you can find a place to send it to him on his website. Hit the contact, and I'm sure Chuck will provide that information so that everybody can get their panties to Chuck for his home improvement project that he's got going there. So Blackbirds is coming out in April. Right?
Yes, it is. And a sequel in August. But a girl who can see how people are going to die when she touches them.
Ooh.
Very snarky sort of kind of a drifter road novel, but has components of romance and urban fantasy and crime. It's a genre bender.
And so happy. You know, I'm noticing a real trend here. You know, it's just, you're so bright and bubbly and upbeat with your with the stories. They're just sparkly. Just sparkly, really.
They are. They're like
wow.
the unicorns and ponies. And
I love it.
Moments.
And just touching people. So lots of friends then. She's real social, I imagine. And
oh,
just,
yeah,
you know, likes to go to rock concerts
social.
With
she's
lots
totally
of people.
Friendly. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's how I would be, you know.
Yeah.
Just owning it. Yeah.
Yeah, she should have port impulse control tattooed on her head. That's that's how bad it is. But characters like that are fun to write, so, you know.
They are, because why is that? I mean, we were just having this talk a few days about how villains are sometimes way more interesting than heroes. And is it because you want to break the rule sometimes? And
well,
get
yeah,
away with
you
everything?
Can kind of like unlock the id, right? You can let him out to play. I mean, isn't that, you're kind of kicking open the cage door and letting whatever wants to come out, come out.
If you're brave.
Yeah,
if
we
got to
be.
You're very, very, very brave.
Writers got to be brave. Go big or go home.
You do. You do.
Yeah.
And that's failing spectacularly is something that, you know, I strive to do every day.
Amen to that.
You know, I love, and seriously, anybody out there who is an aspiring writer, I know everybody's readers, but if you are an aspiring writer, the blog is wonderful. And the 25 things you shouldn't do, I think that one
and
goes down in history.
You can start doing. That's the other, that's the new one.
Well, that would be more sparkly and upbeat. I like the don't.
Yeah, somehow even my sparkly upbeat don't really, they're not all that upbeat in the grand scheme.
No.
They're still like
no.
a kick in the face kind of a reality
ghost. But you are, I mean, are you tracking the lines of people that are quoting you on the web and the way that you're sort of, you've kind of infiltrated all these genres?
Yeah, it's actually
people
really,
are referring back to you. You're turning into like the Deepak Chopra. Of,
it is crazy. Yeah, it's weird, actually. I sometimes I'll even get quotes back to me, and they won't be attributed to me, and it'll just be like, hey, did you see this quote? And I'll be like, yeah, I kind of maybe said that. It's a little weird.
Oh, really? You had people, like, quote you to you?
Well, yeah, and they don't, it's, like, unattributed. It's just like a, you know, and they're not necessarily quoting it to me, but it'll be in my, like, my Twitter feed, say, for instance, or Facebook. It'll just be a quote, and I'm like, that is totally a quote that I wrote. Okay.
Oh, that's great. And then you should send them in and go, hey, cease and desist. I hereby own all copyrights to all 10 monkeys.
Seriously.
Quotes.
10 monkey yeah. army attack.
Let the monkey, the flying monkeys. Woohoo!
I really need flying monkeys. Yeah.
Oh, my God, you need a page for flying monkeys. That would be fabulous.
It would be, and that's why you should send me panties, everybody, because I know
well,
you need something to wear.
Well, the panties, they're coming. We just announced
yeah.
it, so that's going to happen. Please warn your wife.
The monkeys hanging out all willy-nilly. They need...
Oh. Your life is about to get really interesting, but
yeah.
I just have to say that, you know, as your fame grows, or infamy, depending on how you want to quote that, I really
probably.
Hope you'll come back and after Blackbirds and maybe we'll have you for the zombie show for Halloween. What do you think?
Nice.
You could come hang out with us and
I'm in.
You're in.
I'm sold.
I love it. Not only did I lure you the first time, but now I've got you on the air live to commit to coming back.
I know. It's probably legally binding, isn't it? Damn.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Well,
I'm suckered. It's too late.
Oh, this. Okay. So, see, I told you it would go quickly. Everybody, please, Chuck Wendig, if you haven't tried him, oh, my goodness gracious. I don't even know how to describe your books, but they just look absolutely fun and brilliant and scary and icky and all those great things that they should be. But if you do nothing else, go to TerribleMinds.com and find out how to send your panties to Chuck. So that was it, canned laughter and coffee. And we're going to do this again next Tuesday. But, you know, Chuck, I don't know. He said he's busy. He's not coming back. I don't know. So thank you so much, everyone, to our listeners. And I hope everyone's staying warm and safe and dry and all the stuff you're supposed to be. And I don't know. We'll just see you next week. Thank you so much, Chuck, for doing this. This has been a
Thanks
lot of
having
fun.
Me.
All right, everybody. Good night. We'll see you next week for more canned laughter and coffee.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.